أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وليخشى الذين لو تركوا من خلفهم ذرية ضعافا خافوا عليهم فليتقوا الله وليقولوا قولا سديدا. In the previous ayats, various aspects of inheritance were discussed, and with regard to the orphans, if a person is a wali, responsible for looking after the estate, looking after the orphan, then instructions with regard to that. Further, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, with regard to the orphans also, that we must be very careful that we don't leave them like destitute, that there is no sufficient funds to look after them, to protect them. That must be also kept in mind properly. And as we will protect, guard, and make arrangements for our own children, like that these orphans must also be looked after. And in any home, when an orphan is well looked after, that is the best Muslim home. And there are great, great rewards for that. Unfortunately, we have become so materialistic and so much we just worry of our own interest that hardly any one of us keeps an orphan in his child. In fact, what we will do is follow the Western system and establish orphanages or old age homes. There shouldn't be any old age home in a Muslim society also. The old people must be looked after by their own family. And if unfortunately they are so wretched that they don't look after their own parents and their own old people, then Muslim homes must open their doors for them. And old people should be looked after in Muslim homes. And orphans also, there should be no orphanages in a Muslim society. Every Muslim home should be an orphanage. And there are great rewards for that. In this aspect also, we are very, very negligent, and it's like gone out of our life. At the most, we'll come follow the Western system and establish some old age homes, and we will try and justify there is nobody to look after them. But what is the true solution? To work on the people, the conscience of the people, especially whose family it is, that they may look after those people. Otherwise, the whole Muslim ummah, in our own homes, we should make space for them and look after them. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ذِعَافًا. اور چاہیے کہ درے وہ لوگ کہ اگر چھوڑے ہیں اپنے پیچھے اولاد ضعیف. Those people should fear, you should fear Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is on the side of these orphans. Allah is on the side of the downtrodden and the people who are disadvantaged. Allah is on their side. And so we should fear Allah that we're breaking His laws and not looking after these destitute people, these downtrodden and underprivileged people. We don't look after them. We should fear Allah Ta'ala, those who leave behind them children, that there aren't anyone to look after them. And we don't make any provision for them. We don't care for them. We leave them out. We make them street children. That is not the way of a Muslim society in any way whatsoever. خَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ تو ان پر اندیشہ کرے یعنی ہمارے پیچھے. So we should be worried that afterwards what will happen to them. We must make suitable arrangements for them, especially all the orphan children, suitable arrangements. And Allah is the one who makes children orphan. And therefore Allah gave us the opportunity to gain this great reward of looking after orphans. It isn't that there isn't anyone to look after them, and it isn't for without reason that Allah made children orphan, make people old, and now they cannot do anything for themselves. All that Allah has done to give us the opportunity to earn great rewards for the akhirat. But we have become so materialistic, so much we just worry of our own interest. We are more worried of our lifestyle, our holidays, our houses must be spick and span. We haven't got place for orphans. We got place for pets. We got place for dogs and cats. But we haven't got place for orphans. We haven't got place for old people. فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهُ unko chahiye ke dare Allah se. Again Allah said in the beginning, wal yakhsha, and here Allah says wal yattaqullah, fear Allah ta'ala, wal yaqulu qawlan sadida, or kahe baat seedi, and they should say the correct words. That is, for the orphans, in the upbringing of them, they are mentally also, they are at a disadvantage. They have lost their father, perhaps the mother also, and they are emotionally upset. So speak to them in a kind and nice way. Don't push them further away. Don't push them down. Don't thump them and put them down. But let them come up. You give them words of encouragement, guidance, speak to them, wean their hearts and make them come onto the correct path. So this is also a very important aspect of the Muslim society, which unfortunately by and large we all have neglected it. And in fact we have become proud that we have got an orphanage in our town. We got an old age home in our town. We look after the old people. But we are doing it completely according to the Western style, and that is the tashabbuh bil kuffar, for which there are great warnings that are sounded. We must do it according to the Islamic way, and every home should be willing to host these old people, look after them, and look after the orphans as well. May Allah Ta'ala give us, and yet we think just because we make some namazes or so, that we are very good Muslims. Whereas we are far from being good Muslims. May Allah let us realize this and may correct ourselves and become Muslims in the true sense. If this kind of a Muslim society is developed, the world will see what Islam is. But we have just got an outward covering of Islam, and in fact we give Islam a bad name, how we live. And people think that this is Islam, how we are living. Whereas we are very far from what an Islamic society and Islamic lifestyle is supposed to be. May Allah give us interest in our deen, how much effort, time we give for our dunya. If we can give, we should be actually giving all our time for deen. Then we will understand deen, learn deen, practice deen, propagate deen. But we got just by some hook and crook, we managed to make our namazes and we feel we are very good Muslims. Whereas we are taught, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. All my things, my life and death is all for Allah Ta'ala. But we have made all this for our dunya, and that dunya which is going to be left behind, which is not going to come with us, that dunya which is the most unfaithful, and we are fully faithful to this dunya which is fully unfaithful to us, and the akhirat which is fully faithful to us, we are fully unfaithful to the akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala open our blind eyes. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارُ وَلَاكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It isn't the eyes of the head that are blind, but it is the heart in the bosom that is blind. A person who is blind in the dunya will be raised blind in the akhirat. A person whose heart is blind, he is blind to his real benefit, his real goodness, and that is for this world also, and more important for the akhirah. May Allah guide us all to righteousness and accept us for a true, correct Islamic lifestyle.